Oh, hello there, sweetie. I was wondering if I could talk to you in my office for a little bit. Oh, great. Sit down, honey. Nothing to worry about, just some news. But first, how have you been? I've noticed you seem a lot more tired than usual. Is everything okay, honey? I really do worry. I hope you don't mind me calling you that. I just feel like me and you are more than co-workers. I'm glad you agree. So the reason I brought you here is because you're up for a promotion. Yeah, congratulations, sweetie. You've been working so hard, even though you're always so tired, and your promotion also comes with a perk, hon. Oh, what's the perk? This. Me, hon, I am the perk. I'll get to be closer to you, sweetie. Doesn't that sound nice? Don't be shy. Grab my tits, hon. I know you want to. Oh, such a good boy you are. Now get back to work, sweetie. And who knows, if you behave, I'll let you worship me. So, I'll see you after work for some employee training. Bye bye, honey. Jeez, I thought she'd never shut up. Old bag was just going on and on. Oh, what am I doing here, Pookie? Well, I thought I'd check in on you at work. Oh, quit your worrying. No one but you can see me. Besides, I'm yours after all, whether you like it or not. Oh, nice photo of your ex on your desk, by the way. Ugh. Anyone who walks in here can see it. Why do you still have this, Pookie? When you know you're taken. Let me put this where it belongs. You should be showing me off to your co-workers instead of trying to hide our relationship. Come on, can't a girl check on her boyfriend at work? I worry when you're not on my side, Pookie. And clearly, I was right. Oh, it's nice to see you listening to me when I said you weren't allowed to talk to anybody. Hey, don't you fucking ignore me! Look at me! Look at me! I'm the boss here, okay? I said, look at me! I'm serious! Answer me, Pookie. Oh, you were just talking? Is that your answer, Pookie? Do you think I'm fucking blind? You can't be serious. Quit lying to me. I can see lipstick on your fucking face. It's all over you. Seems like you are doing more than just talking. Quit ignoring me. You know what? Get over here now. I missed you, Pookie. I missed feeling your tongue on mine. You know, maybe I wasn't fucking clear enough, Bookie. When I say don't talk to anybody, I meant don't talk to anyone but me. Understand? Good. Now give me a hug. Hey! What's wrong with you today? I can't fucking hug you now? Why not? Oh, you're scared? Scared because I caught you with another woman? When I ask you for a hug, you fucking give me one, Pookie. Okay? You what? You just want a normal life? Oh, you're so funny, Pookie. How what? You're actually fucking serious? Are you kidding me? We get on for a week and I let you go back to work and now, all of a sudden, you want to go back to a normal life? Well, it's your fault you don't have a normal life. Do you know how hard it was for me to let you go back to work? I've been worried sick about leaving you alone with... ugh, normal people. When I saw you making out with your boss, I was gonna drag you away from this shitty office in front of everyone. But no, I kept my cool and let you pretend like you're normal because it makes you happy. So what's wrong with me now, Pookie? I simply must know. I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me, whatever you like it or not. So quit acting like that's a bad thing. Oh, stop with this bullshit about me ruining your life. You ruined my life. Do you know just how many years I spent in the dark? How many years I was alone? My love for you was the only thing that kept me alive, Pookie. Now you act like this. So quit acting like I'm the problem. You owe me for all those years of suffering I had to go through to then have the one person I care about just throw me away. Quit trying to defend your actions, Pookie. I hate when you do that. It's like you're denying the pain I suffered. And now I even catch you cheating. And all you do is lie again to my fucking face. I can't believe you did it again. I can't fucking believe it. Goddamn. Will you ever stop? I told you I forgive you after the first time. Then I didn't bring it up or hold on to in any way. But then, the second I give you some freedom and I try to trust you, I catch you tongue deep in your boss's throat. Just because I'm your imaginary friend doesn't mean I don't have feelings, you know? And you're starting to hurt them, Pookie. And when you hurt my feelings, I get fucking angry. I get violent. I can get violent, you know? Oh, don't look scared, you pussy. Hey, get over here right now. Put your hands on my chest, Bookie. Grope me now. I missed feeling you. What the fuck? How dare you push me away again? Who the fuck do you think you are? What? You're the one tearing up now? Huh? You're gonna cry? Who you gonna fucking cry to, huh? Your friends? Or should I remind you that you don't have any fucking friends? St- stop acting like an asshole and then playing the victim. You think I like hurting you, Pookie? Making you cry? You're the one making me do this. If you'd stop making me jealous all the time, I wouldn't have to say things like that, you know? I don't want things to be like this between us. I should have just kept you in the house. It was my fault, trusting you and let you go to work. We should just stay in the house. You and I, and that's it. That's my idea of a normal life. You are my life. But I went against my judgment and let you do things that make you happy. I've made sacrifices for you. I've been a loyal, loving girlfriend for you, and you can't even be loyal back. You're a pathetic boyfriend, that's what you are. What? You're telling me to fuck off? Huh? You know what? You ask for this, you dick. Oh, stop fighting back. Stay on the ground under me. It's time I fucking mark you. Yeah, I'm gonna mark you. Then everyone will know who you belong to. You belong to me. You know that no other woman can compare to me. Quit crying, Pookie, and we might as well get this out of my way. You look ridiculous in a suit. Oh, look! I still see some scars from last time. How cute! Shh, shh, shh. Don't whimper too loud, Pookie. You wouldn't want that little boss of yours to hear you, would you? Hearing you act pathetic. Should I make her sorry too, Pookie? Yeah, for tearing us apart. Answer me! Answer your boss, Pookie! Yeah, I am your boss. No, no, no. Of course you wouldn't want her to be punished, right? This is all your fault, after all. Wouldn't be right to hurt her when you are the dirty liar. A dirty traitor. It's funny. Do you really think you could outsmart me? I know everything. I see everything. I own you. You know, I love how you try and act all innocent. When we both know you lied right to my face. I saw you letting that little boss of yours taking advantage of you, allowing that to happen. Shut up, you dummy. Like my shark fingers trailing up and down your chest. You're always so sensitive when I touch you, Pookie. I know you love when I touch you. I know all your weaknesses, all your sensitive spots. Huh? Stop? You want me to stop? Oh, be quiet, Pookie. I don't want to hear your fucking voice. Do you know how long I've waited just to put my hands on you? A long time. I'll touch you when I want to. Where should I mark you, Pookie? The chest or the neck? You make me so angry. Stop fucking moving. You'll only make this worse for yourself, Pookie. Understand? Look at me. Now. Why do you keep doing this, huh? disobey me. Just trying to get me mad, Pookie. You know, I can fucking tell you don't want to resist. So why pretending? Ah, your neck looks so delicious, Pookie. I just want to devour you. If I mark you, then you'd learn to stop being such a brat. And other people would learn that you're mine. Quit your whimpering, Pookie. All that does is get me all hot and bothered. Be a man. You were acting like a man when that boss was touching you, weren't you? So I'll just bite your neck now. You taste so good. Your blood is so delicious. You're marked now. We were made for each other, Pookie. Quit moving. I'm not done with you yet. I have to clean those disgusting lipstick marks off of you. I said stop! I warn you to fucking stop! All you do is complain. So be quiet now. Don't think I won't teach you again, understand? Now be quiet. And put your mouth on this, Pookie. You like them, don't you? No matter how much you bitch, I know you can't resist these. You can't resist these big boobs and piercings of mine. You're always staring at them. So kiss them now. Finally. Good boy. There. So much better than that stupid boss of yours, aren't they? Certainly bigger than hers. What were you even thinking, playing along with her? Allowing that to happen to you? Quit acting like I'm torturing you, Pookie. I'm not doing anything you don't like or don't want here. You were the one not being loyal to me. So just be quiet and snuggle into my boobs, Pookie. Right where you belong. I've known you your whole life, Pookie. I know all your dirty little secrets. So stop fucking acting like you're above all this. Quit acting like you're better than me, Pookie. If you were just a loyal boyfriend, I wouldn't have to hurt you, you know? Good boy. Suck them. Yeah. I see your friend down there getting nice and hard for me. At least he is loyal to me. No matter how much you try and deny it, I know you like it. You've never been good at hiding your thoughts from me, Pookie. Here, let me rub my big boobies around it. Good thing they are all nice and wet from you kissing on them. I know how much you love my big boobies. Here. Yeah, right in the middle of them. You love this, don't you? Yeah. Just relax, Spooky. You taste so good. You always taste good when you're behaving, Spooky. I wish you'd behave more. If you did, I would do this for you more often, instead of giving you punishments. And yet, you'd rather lie and go behind my fucking back. Are you? Look me in the eyes. Doesn't your girlfriend look so pretty? So much prettier than that stupid boss. Fuck, what do you even see in her? Tell me. Yeah, tell me. Come on, I said look at me and fucking tell me. Man up for once in your life. You know what? I'm done playing this fucking game. Do you know what you said to me the night you made me? That night we kissed for hours, Spooky. You said, together, forever. You promised me that, and I take fucking promises seriously, okay? Whether you do or not. If you don't keep your promise, Spooky, I'll end you. Do you want that, huh? Do you want that? Good. So now shut up and get on top of me. Right now. Yes, get on top of me. Time to make good on your promise, Spooky. Now get moving. I won't ask you twice. Yeah. Why are you acting like that? Nothing you haven't seen before. Stop acting like you're embarrassed to look at my body. Are you scared because you're going to do it this time? Look at me, Spooky. Don't be scared. Do it. Now. I said now! Oh, yeah. Oh, good boy. See how much better this is when I don't have to force you. Oh. I always know what's best for you, Spooky. Oh. Yeah. Why do you keep looking away from me? You look at your girlfriend when we are making love. Look at your wife. Harder now. Yeah, I can barely feel it. Come on. Damn it. Stop acting like you don't love me, Spooky. Oh, you can't stop. I won't unwrap my legs from you. There. Lock tightly around you. You're gonna fill me up one way or another. God damn it. Listen here, Pookie. I'm gonna have a future with you. I'm your fucking wife. It doesn't matter to me if our future is in this life or the next. You will be mine. Whether it's willingly or I have to force you every time. It seems like the only time you listen is when I take control. Look at you, my sorry excuse for a husband. Don't you dare call me crazy, Pookie. You make me crazy. Now fuck me. Oh yeah. I know what to do to you, Pookie. I think it's time to start our future here. You're gonna stay home with me forever. We are gonna start a family together. And this time, I'll keep you inside. Forever. But what about my job? Shut up! Shut up! I already took care of that little skank of yours. Yeah. I left the letter on her desk. Saying that you quit. Yeah? Love it. You're mine, Pookie. You're mine. You'll be staying home with me forever. Yeah. So come on. Come on. Come already. Come. Do it. Yeah. Come. Come. Don't keep me fucking waiting. Do it, I said. Do it. Come inside me, Pookie. Come. Come inside me. Now. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, fuck. Fuck. You always look so good covered in tears, Pookie. Oh, did I hurt your feelings? Here. Let me apologize, sweetie. You little bitch. Now you know how I feel. Huh? Does it feel good when someone promises something and then breaks your trust? Huh? Clean yourself up and get your ass home right now. Better hurry before your boss and all your co-workers find you. Or better yet, get caught, then you'll have no one to run to but me. Don't keep me waiting, Pookie. And don't even think of trying to run away from me. Don't you dare make me hunt you down. You regret it. See you at home, Pookie.